Welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews about the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie, and this is episode number 12. This time around, we'll take a look at planning a whiskey vacation. Not a vacation from whiskey, mind you, but a vacation to the home of Scotch whiskey, the distilleries in Scotland. First, though, our news and events calendar. Glasgow is preparing for the second annual Festival of Whiskey, coming up January 23rd through the 28th. And if you've heard of so-called speed dating for singles, you might want to try speed dating with single malts. They'll have a few rapid-fire whiskey tasting events on the festival's schedule. The festival will also include Burns Supper events on the 25th. And speaking of Burns Night, seems that some explorers are hoping to hold the highest Burns Supper ever on top of a mountain in Argentina. Remember, guys, 2 drams are like 4 at altitude. If you have a Burns Supper event you'd like to add to the calendar, my email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. The next edition of Malt Advocate magazine will be hitting mailboxes in the next few days. Editor and publisher John Hansel's planning a review of the Malt Advocate Awards, including his top 10 whiskeys of 2005, as well as a review of peat enhanced whiskey.
We have an article on that, which is, I think, really special. And plus, everyone tastes whiskey, so we have part one of Jim Murray's feature on how to taste whiskey, how to taste and appreciate whiskey. It's a part one of 2 parts from Jim Murray. I think it'll be very special in the next issue. Plus, finally, Michael Jackson has a very intriguing column also on John Glazer of Compass Box and what he calls the spice tree, which is taking very high quality casks and staves and aging whiskey in those types of casks and staves. So it'll be a great, and plus one of the biggest buyer's guide reviews that I've done in the existence of Malt Advocate. So it'll be a great issue.
Also, issue 53 of Whiskey Magazine will be hitting the mail soon. We'll have more on that in an upcoming episode. Whiskey Magazine is also involved in a special auction. Last summer, the editors collected single malt samples from distilleries around Scotland. The result, a special vatting that produced 2 very special bottles to be auctioned off to benefit Live Aid. One bottle will be sold at Whiskey Live in New York on April 5th, and the other will be auctioned off by the magazine. There's a link to the Whiskey Magazine website at whiskeycast.com. Other events coming up in the next few weeks: the Victoria Whiskey Festival in British Columbia on the 20th and 21st, the Munich Whiskey Festival and the Lindoris Whiskey Society's Whiskey Fest 2006 in Oostende, Belgium, are both on the first weekend of February, Whiskey Live in Tokyo on February 12th, and the Whiskey Festival Noord-Nederland in Groningen that same weekend. On a related note, thanks to those of you who pointed out my mispronunciation of Groningen in the last episode. Please feel free to let me know when I make a mistake. Again, the email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. Glengarry is one of Scotland's oldest distilleries, but until now, it's been off-limits to visitors. Morrison Balmore is getting ready to open up a new visitors' center at the distillery in Old Meldrum. It's part of the company's plans to upgrade visitors' centers at all of its distilleries, including Balmore and Auchentoshan. And if you're thinking about a trip to Scotland this year, now's the time to start making your travel plans. It's the trip every whiskey lover should make at least once.
Depending on the type of tour that you want to have, you're taken through the whole production process. Right from the very beginning to the grain coming into the distillery and right through to the very end where it comes out of the stills and goes into the casks. As you probably know, most distilleries don't actually bottle on site. That happens in other locations. There are a few where that happens, and on occasion you can get to see that too. So in most places you're getting to see the full production process, and you are given a taste of one or more whiskies depending on the type of tour that you're on, so it can be a very educational experience.
Caroline Dewar runs Distillery Destinations, along with whiskey journalist Helen Arthur. It's the only travel agency in Scotland specializing in whiskey tours, and while you can plan a trip on your own, there are advantages to working with an expert.
We can get access to distilleries which don't normally take tours. We have access to accommodations or tour types that ordinary tour operators wouldn't get. And the other advantage is that being the experts that we are and knowing all the distilleries, we can help people to plan a trip that takes the hassle out of their lives, basically.
If you're thinking of visiting either of the 2 main springtime whiskey events in Scotland, the Spirit of Speyside Festival or the Isla Festival of Malt and Music, planning early becomes even more important than ever.
The Isla Festival we have had involvement with right from the very beginning. It gets very busy now, and a lot of people book when they're there 1 year for the following year, so it's getting busier. It is a very busy time. It's great fun. There's a lot of master classes. There's events which involve music as well, which the music festival people put on during that week. But if you want more private time and more personal time, then it's better to go at a different time. But we have a great time at the festival.
In fact, Dewar recommends booking well ahead, since the distillery tours during those festivals are almost always sold out in advance. One other tip from Caroline: look at flights directly into Scotland via Glasgow or Edinburgh, while the duty-free shops at Heathrow in London are excellent. Connecting through Heathrow is anything but. There's a link to the Distillery Destinations website at whiskeycast.com. They also plan corporate events and are looking at offering tours to Bourbon Country in Kentucky in the future. That's all for this edition of Whiskey Cast. Your comments, suggestions, and even your criticism are always welcome. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006. And as always, comes to you from the charming yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.